Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Oh, hi, Dauber.
Oh, hi, Christine.
Where's Hayden?
Oh, he's upstairs fighting with Howard.
He forgot this at home. I really have to get to the station. Please make sure that Hayden gets this.
No problem.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Luther.
Hey, Dahl. What's that?
Oh, it's Coach's. Christine just dropped it off.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Is this lunch?
I don't know. Christine seemed kind of concerned about it.
Yeah, well, she's afraid somebody's going to eat it. Huh. You know, Christine, she's paranoid. Huh. I'll just put it in the fridge.
You ought to just leave it alone.
No, I'm just going to put it in the fridge in the team room.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Christine stopped by yet?
Oh, yeah, you just missed her. She dropped off your lunch?
No, it wasn't my lunch. It was my sperm sample. Everything's been murder on me. All the poking and the prodding and all the personal questions. It's humiliating. I gotta sit there while his doctor stares at my sperm through his microscope with a look on his face like he's watching Brian's song. I've done everything they say. And the worst part is having to face Christine. Man, if you could have seen her face this morning when she took a look at that pregnancy test, I'm beginning to think it's not gonna happen.
Don't give up, Hayden. You're gonna have a kid. I mean, that must be something you could do.
We tried everything. We tried sperm washing, in utero, in vitro.
Have you tried in bed?
Taking hormone pills, have given up alcohol. I gotta wear a cooling device in my pants in Minnesota in the middle of the winter. I tell you, I'm ready to give up.
Have you considered a sperm donor?
Dauber, I am being serious here.
Well, so am I. I think it is an alternative worth considering. Coach, it is a very popular alternative. All the donors are carefully screened so that only the best get through. And they got this wide selection so that you can choose whatever you think is most important. Intelligence, athleticism, height, appearance.
Geez, Aubrey, you seem to know an awful lot about this.
Well, when I was a student, for extra money, I used to make the occasional donation.
They pay for that? Yeah. Well, I get blood, all I get is a glass of juice and a couple of Fig Newtons.
A sperm bank pays $30 a visit. Hey, that extra $9,000 came in handy.
Dauber, doesn't it bother you that you may have a few thousand kids running around out there?
Not at all. In fact, I kind of get a warm feeling anytime I see a blonde, abnormally tall child.
Oh, you can just forget that. Christine and I are going to have a baby. It's going to be ours.
$30?
Hey, would you guys just get out of here?
Jeez, Dauber, $30. Come to think of it, I could use a new clock radio.
The fertility clinic just called. They changed your appointment to Thursday.
No problem.
I hope you don't mind my asking, but how are things going in that department?
They're thinking of closing that department.
I'm sorry. I just want you to know I think it's wonderful that you're trying so hard.
Thanks, Miss Torkelson.
But you have to be optimistic, Coach Fox. Believe me, when Christine gets pregnant, you'll know it was worth everything that you've gone through. Because for me, the whole experience of childbirth was the most meaningful one of my life. And I know it'll be the same for Christine. So don't give up.
Thanks, Mr. Wilson.
It look like a sperm bank.
I mean, it looks like a regular office. It's got chairs, lamps, and some magazines and pictures. A delivery man delivering.
Yeah.
May I help you?
Yeah, our friend Dauber Davinsky called ahead of us. He was one of your big suppliers back in the 80s. And this is Hayden Fox. He and his wife are trying to have a...
Yeah, I'm Hayden Fox, and my wife and I are trying to have a baby, but we're experiencing some... you know, difficulties, so I'd like to look into the possibility of obtaining some, some of that stuff there.
Well, if you'll come inside with me, I'll be glad to assist you.
What's in there?
Well, if you come back, you can look at some of our donors.
They're here?
No, we have catalogs of profiles.
Oh, okay.
While he's looking at the books, I wanted to talk to you about the donation process.
Well, just so you know, the process of donating sperm is a very difficult one.
Maybe for you.
Mr. Fox, all of our donors are given thorough physicals, and the semen itself is subjected to over 40 laboratory tests. We assure a very high motility with a sperm count of over 65 million per milliliter. And here are some of the profiles of our donors. We list physical characteristics, blood type, occupation, IQ, and just about any other stat that might interest you. So, before I leave you to look through our books, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. Now, say, what if I, you know, find somebody that I like? Uh-huh. I don't mean like. I mean, I want. No, I don't mean that.
I know what you mean.
Well, what do I do then?
Well, the truth is, it's really a very simple process. The sperm is delivered frozen. It can either be administered by the woman's doctor, or she can choose to do it herself.
Should she defrost it first?
We recommend it. If you find a profile that interests you, we'll talk some more.
Okay, here's a good one here. He's got a degree in history from the University of Quebec. He's going for his PhD right here in Minneapolis.
No.
No?
No, I mean, if he's Canadian, he might be French. I mean, I could just see Christine pulling our kid out of the garden with his mouth full of snails.
Here we go. International businessman. He's got an IQ of 145, curly red hair.
No. Don't want a kid with curly red hair.
What's wrong with curly red hair?
That's okay if it's a girl. If it's a boy, he's just going to get beat up all the time.
Okay, how about a nuclear physicist?
Mutated genes.
Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist?
Alcoholic.
Mathematics professor?
Nope. Chalk in his hair, can't remember his own phone number.
Listen, Hayden, if you're really serious about having a kid, you can't be so particular. You know, everybody out there is going to have something wrong with them.
Well, I don't.
Then why are we here?
Luther, I am not going to compromise. This is not just for me. It's for Christine and our baby. If I'm going to have a sperm donor, it's got to be perfect. I mean, I want people to stop and say, damn, that baby's much better than ours.
Okay. I'll make a list. Just tell me what it is that you want.
Well, it's not so hard. I want someone who's strong and tough. You've got to be an athlete. Well, not just any athlete. He's got to be the best athlete there is.
All right. Great athlete.
And he's got to have more than just athletic skills. He's got to be intelligent, you know? He's got to be decisive, a leader.
Smart leader.
And he's got to have a personality. You know, the kind of personality that's so charismatic that people just got to love him?
Mr. Personality.
You gotta be handsome. Like a movie star, only not like those Hollywood pretty boys, you know, with the perfect teeth?
Handsome, no teeth.
And the most important thing of all, he's got to have morals. This has got to be the kind of guy that you can depend on.
Jeez, I don't know. Hey, look at this list. Dependable, moral, handsome, charismatic, intelligent, great athlete. I mean, there's nobody like this. I mean, who are you going to get? Hulk Hogan? How about Troy Aikman?
Can't find his phone number. Remember, we went down there to Oklahoma to recruit him? I never throw away anything.
I can't believe you're actually looking for Troy Aikman's telephone number.
You said he was a perfect guy.
Hayden, you remember a few years back when you said I was crazy because I wanted to lock Elvis's hair?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't listen to you. I ran around like a lunatic for months trying to find one, ended up paying $600 for it, and I'm not even sure it's Elvis's. I mean, it looks like Elvis's, but hell, it feels like Fabian's.
Well, what the hell has that got to do with anything?
The point is, Hayden, this is even crazier. Troy Aikman's spurs is like gold. I mean, it's better than gold. It's priceless. I mean, it just can't be had. It's like going after the Moby Grail.
Well, I got his parents' phone number.
Hayden, wait a minute. Before you make a complete fool of yourself, it's got to be somebody else out there.
Forget it, Luther. I'm calling.
He's not going to do it.
How do you know?
I just know.
He may be flattered. I mean, gosh, you know, when you really come to think about it, it's the ultimate compliment.
Hayden, hang up the phone.
Hello, Miss Aikman?
Don't.
It's Troy's mom, right? Yeah, hi. Listen, you may remember me. My name's Hayden Fox. I'm head coach at Minnesota State. We came down there in 1984 to recruit Troy. Oh, yeah, well, you must be proud of your son, huh? Two Super Bowls in a row. Yeah. Listen, Miss Aikman, the reason I'm calling is I seem to have misplaced Troy's home phone number. Yeah. No, I just need to borrow something of his. Miss Aikman, look, I'll be honest with you. I have a fertility problem. I don't seem to have enough sperm to quite get the job done. And I've tried everything. Nothing seems to work, and I'm at my wit's end, and the only solution I could come up with is this. Mrs. Aikman, I want to have Troy's baby. Mrs. Aikman. Mrs. Aikman.
Come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
Oh, man. Christine's not going to believe you're here. I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, well, that makes three of us.
I want you to meet Christine. Christine! Come on out, honey. There's somebody I want you to see.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Christine, honey, don't you recognize Troy Aikman?
Oh, my God. Well, of course. Well, how nice to meet you.
Good
to meet
you.
Thank you. Well, what are you doing here?
Well, you didn't tell her?
No, I'm about to.
Tell me what?
Honey, Troy Aikman, a quarterback of the last two Super Bowl champs, has agreed to be the father of our child.
What?
Troy is going to give us some of his sperm.
What?
You're gonna have Troy Aikman's baby.
Hayden, could I see you outside for just a second?
Sure.
Sure.
Hey, Troy, come. Have a seat. Go
ahead. Let's make yourself at home, huh? I'll just be a minute. Oh. Hey. You know, just in case you get in the mood. What am I thinking? You're Troy Aikman. Huh? What do you think? I kept calling everyone that might know Troy. I talked to the guy who cut Jimmy Johnson's hair. Well, he didn't actually cut Jimmy Johnson's hair. He sort of shellacks it. Anyway, I told him I need to get a message to Troy. So he called Jimmy, and Jimmy called me right back and said that Troy was in Minneapolis right now speaking at a convention. So for the last 3 hours, I've been down there talking him into it. Once he heard my story, he was touched by how much it meant to me. Of course, I was kissing up like crazy.
So it's just as simple as that?
Yeah. Oh, now all that's left to do is, you know, Troy's got to, well, you know, and then we take the cup into the fertility clinic, and then you and me go shopping for maternity clothes. What do you think, baby?
Hayden, I think you are completely out of your mind. This is, without a doubt, the stupidest thing you have ever done. I am appalled and insulted and shocked that you would do something like this.
Did you see his two Super Bowl rings?
Maybe once, a very long time ago, I would have believed that you were capable of doing something like this. But that you would bring in, and that you would ask him, and you didn't, and you expect me to...
Honey, I did it for you.
For me? You didn't even ask me.
I know I didn't ask you. Jeez, that's Troy Aikman.
I don't care who that is. Hayden. Conceiving a child is the most intimate, personal, and important thing that you and I will ever do. How dare you do this without even discussing it with me first?
I'm sorry I didn't discuss it with you, honey, but I got all excited when I thought this was the solution to our problem. I mean, okay. Jeez, Christine, you're right. Hey, next time, I promise, I'll ask you first. I promise.
Okay.
So, now that we've got that out of the way, what do you think of my idea?
First of all, you don't do something like this on the spur of the moment. The donor has to be tested. That can take months.
Well, wait.
And second of all, I would never agree to this in a million years.
Honey, I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's the only thing I could think of. I just wanted to give you the perfect baby.
Hayden, I don't want a perfect baby. I want your baby.
Really?
Yes, really. Look. I know how hard this has been for you. And if you don't want to keep doing this, then we won't try anymore.
Well, Christine, you're the one that has to take the pregnancy test every month. I can't stand to see you so disappointed. I mean, do you want to stop trying?
No.
What if it never happens?
And it never happens. And that is okay, too. If this is as big as our family ever gets, then I am still very, very lucky.
I love you, Christine.
Oh, I love you. Oh, what about Troy?
Oh, gosh. What am I going to tell him? The It's hard enough to tell a guy you want his sperm. How do you tell him you don't want it?
I think you better talk to him.
Well, give me a minute. So, Troy,
everything all right?
Well, yeah. Oh, gosh, I don't know how to say this, but you're going to have to sit this one out, Pards.
What do you mean?
Well, my wife's got her heart set on the old man.
Hey, Coach, I understand. Everybody wants Joe Montana.